The f*** is with this guy? Who is he?
How we doing? Welcome to a brand new episode of No More Heroes. I'm your host, Andy Malafrina. Thank you so much for coming back. I saw the views on the last episode. They were up a little bit, and I was happy about that. I mean, they were technically doubled. Now, is it in the context of, like, it's one of my favorite jokes from The Office, where Pam was like, I doubled my sales. And he's like, what, from one to two? And then they cut away to Pam, and she goes, yup. So it feels a little bit like that, but you guys showed the fuck up. You watched the shit. You enjoyed it. I really appreciate it. Here, as always, on our regular scheduled time, Wednesday evenings, it's the consistency, baby. I've been doing a lot of things in my life, but consistency is not one of them. And to finally implement that and give you guys a quality product, god damn it, it really warms my heart to be able to do that for you guys and gals. I may also have a bonus episode for you this week, because either do this as a short episode and then have another shorter episode, or how, you know, I don't know exactly how long this is going to take. You can obviously see how long it took. I don't know how long it's going to take, but these topics are sort of like very different. Like, on this one, I want to talk about Tucker Carlson, and he was talking about George Floyd and the autopsy and stuff like that. And then I had a bunch of, I see a lot of these lifestyle gurus on here and, you know, relationship quote unquote experts. And it's like, you know, it's just a sea of just pearly things, like that chick where it was like, yo, it's just a bunch of people in either shitty relationships or just single, perpetually single people giving you relationship advice. It's like, you know, maybe someone with a happy marriage should weigh in on this stuff. So I thought it'd be smart to break those up between two different videos. So in this video, I saw, if we all know Tucker Carlson, he got fired from Fox News. He's been doing his damn thing over on X. That's what they call it. I don't want to call it that. I still call it Twitter. I think it's a very important thing, conversationally speaking. In all chances that you could possibly get, someone will be like, hey, I was just using X. You take that person and you mush their head into whatever's nearby. Not to the point where it's assault. I would never, you know, just to cover my ass. I saw that list where the feds identify the things I believe politically as an extremist organization. So I want you guys to be very clear. I'm never calling for violence or illegal activity. I fucking hate when people break the law. It makes me pissed. But yeah, in a non-violent way, you know, sometimes you just want to mush people into a pill. Why was I even saying that? I got a little sidetracked on realizing I better watch how I talk, because that one fucking dude, who the fuck was it? There was a guy who made the joke. Some people thought it was hilarious. Guys, feds, if you're watching, I did not think this joke was hilarious at all. I didn't think this was fucking hilarious. But this dude made a joke where he was like, it was back during, like, when Hillary and Trump were running against each other. And it was like, hey, save some time at the line. Text your vote to this number. And they, you know, it was a meme. Hilarious, obviously fake to anyone with half a brain cell in their head. But the feds did not enjoy that. So they gave that dude like 7 months in jail. And I got to imagine they got that. I don't know the details of the case, but from what I've heard people talk about it, they got that done with the thinnest of, you know, I guess you could say evidence. You know, the only evidence I saw there was them not being able to take a joke. But, you know, that and a lot of other things have made me realize, you know, if they had their choice, they would have people like me, you know, either in jail or just, you know, constantly face fucked. Like, I would have court mandated face fucking, you know, if they had their way. Now, granted, this could be like the South Park episode where I'm not even on their radar yet. But preemptively, I think the feds want to have sex with my mouth is what I'm trying to say. But you guys get where I'm coming from. So let's keep it a buck. And honestly, anyone venturing in these type of topics, you know, saying what would, you know, talking about things that could be considered radical or a little extreme, you know, a little bit out there compared to the other, watch how you say things. You know what I mean? Because people try to test your bitch, and they'll be like, you know, I love when people go like, oh, you think taxation is theft? Well, if you think that, just stop paying your taxes. And you're like, I don't think that's fair at all in the slightest. You know what I mean? Just because I think one thing and then the group of people with all the big guns and scary cages think the opposite doesn't mean I have to hold true to that. Yeah, I don't have to sacrifice, you know, who the fuck was it? The one dude's dad. I forget the guy's name, but the one dude was like, I'm not paying my taxes, and they kept him in jail, and he was like, well, I actually know the rules. And they're like, hey, that's fun. We don't care about the rules. Our rules are fuck you, dickhead. So yeah, just here's my thing. If there's a group of people that really want an excuse to throw you in the cage, you know, try to find this balance where you can stay true, but also most of us, you know, us freedom fighters, us always right about everything guys, we do a lot better outside of the cages is what I'm trying to say. So watch how you say things. I gotta be, you know, just for safety, you know what I mean? Speak your truth, just speak it in a safe way that doesn't get you thrown in a fucking cage. So yeah, that's got me on my mind. I forget how I got into that, but let's talk about this thing. I wanted to talk about this clip that I saw Tucker Carlson post. That's right. That's how I got off on a tangent. If anyone calls it X voluntarily, you non-violently mush their head into a pillow as friends. And not, that's why I was getting into that. I can't do it. You know what I mean? I can't be like, yo, I just X'd, you know, unless there's some tie-in with DMX, you know, X gonna give it to you and then the app gives you, I don't know. If you're not gonna have a DMX tie-in, it's Twitter, dude. Suck my dick, it's Twitter, Elon. I'm appreciative of you know, you're fighting for freedom of speech and you're helping bring in a lot of truth. I talked about it on the last episode, you know, some shit that would have helped get us into a war. We were able to realize that was a psyop within 2 days. The fucking 40 baby shit that would have gotten us into a war in the 90s. Now, dude, fucking 2 days and we confirmed it was a psyop. Or it was just a lie. Whatever. I don't know. The line between lie and psyop is thin. But anyway, I'm rambling. So, as we know, Tucker Carlson got let go from Fox News. So he's been popping around on Twitter, X, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And he's been pumping out a lot of these videos. I've been watching most. I watched most of them when they came out and I fell off because they just don't. I don't know what it is exactly, but like, I think Elon helped shred a lot of, I don't know what it is exactly, like the shadow banning and the boosting. You know, they do all these things so you could see more left-wing stuff and more shit that was, like, pro the regime, excuse me, and shit like that. So they would, and I think, because I remember when Elon, like, bought the company, I saw a bunch of these, like, non-regime-friendly influencers were going on about, like, oh, I just got a shitload of followers out of nowhere. And that was probably them unraveling some things before Elon, like, some of the more egregious things before Elon got there, so he wouldn't have been like, what the fuck? That was not a good impression, but we're making it work, guys. But I still got to imagine there's some things, because it's like, you know, my algorithm knows what I tweet about. It knows what I likes. It knows what I'm interacting with. I'm shocked it doesn't suggest more Tucker Carlson to me. I saw a bunch of his tweets when he first started coming to X, and I don't see him that often, but I saw this one pop up on my feed. Actually, let me pull this up. I had the wrong one pulled up. Here it is. So I saw this one pop up on my feed and it piqued my interest, because if we see the caption here, you'll be shocked to learn. Wait, let's get my head down here. You'll be shocked to learn this, but it turns out the whole George Floyd story was a lie. And I was curious about this because ever since the autopsy came out for George Floyd, and ever since the autopsy came out for George Floyd, I guess they found out he had fentanyl in his system, and it's really for the conservatives been, you know, that's like they're out. You know, it's that conservative thing where, you know, some dude gets shot by the cops and then they go and they're like, up, he had a parking ticket 7 years ago. This isn't sad anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what, you know, so the whole fentanyl in the system, it's because here's the thing. And we'll get into it more with actually watching the video. But it correlates to this thing a lot of people do. And you see it on all sides. I'm not just gonna bully conservatives and act like it's just fucking conservatives doing this stuff. But everyone does it. We don't, as a society, sorry, I'm just adjusting my levels. There we go. As a society, we don't do very well without a nice little bow on it. You know, a lot of people, it's hard for, now maybe this is my generally, you know, maybe it's me being a little negative sometimes. Maybe, I don't know what it is, but I feel like I'm a little bit better at just accepting, you know, something's messy. But a lot of people don't want to accept that something's messy. Like, perfect example. I'm getting ahead of myself. They don't want to accept that something's messy. So whenever they have a chance, whenever they have a chance to have an out on the topic, like, here's the topic and it's complicated and, oh my God, you know, because I think people with the Democrat Republican, they get locked into us versus them and shit like that. And that's the best. That's what's nice about being a libertarian, because it's not like, I look at Democrats are mom, Republicans are dad, and libertarians are the mechanic, or libertarians are the guy checking on your hot water heater, just being like, it doesn't matter how you feel about this. This is how much it's going to cost. And if you ignore how much it's going to cost to fix the hot water heater, it's just going to go to shit. You can ignore it and, you know, pump whatever the analogy for fiat would be in this scenario. You can just ignore it, but like, this is going to happen. I think when people get embedded to their own side, when like they'll hit, like you see conservatives do it when like Trump does something bad, like no, like you see a lot of conservatives just not calling him out on the fact that he's like the vaccine rules. Although that was a Republican thing to be like the vaccine sucks ass. But now that, like, you know what I mean? You know, so they get like caught up in that, you know, they'll be like, oh, voting for, but, and then Democrats will be like, oh, voting for Trump is a vote for racism, but also Joe Biden was behind the crime bill that was like crazy fucking racist and shit like that. But they'll be like, ah, don't worry about that. And then Joe Biden will say to Charlemagne, you're not black if you don't vote for fucking Joe Biden. People will be like, I mean, whatever, dude, what's over there? What's that over there? Trump did something. What's over there? You know, so with that team mentality, you get a lot of this shit. And I think in the instance of George Floyd is the toxicology report, or whatever the fuck it would be, the coroner's report, whatever it would be called, basically being like he had fentanyl in his system. That's now a big out where it's just like, yes, fuck that guy. Fuck him, dude. And I'm not going to say his name because I'm not having that clip out online. I'm not having a fucking rough, isolatable moment. But yeah, so they have that out where it was like, he was on fentanyl. So let's go through. I'm talking about this without bringing up the Tucker thing. Let's go through the Tucker thing real quick. And let me say this: I've enjoyed a lot of Tucker stuff. But this clip right here just highlights to me the problem with conservatives' analysis of the whole George Floyd situation.
In fact, a pandemic of the unvaccinated, now that we know that Ukraine is not actually, now that we know that it was not in fact a pandemic of the unvaccinated, now that we know that Ukraine is not actually winning the war against Russia, it could be time to revisit some of the other slogans we...
Sorry, I'm just getting out of here to turn the actual volume of this clip up. Clip is low.
We've been assured are true and ordered to repeat. Are they in fact true? Did, for example, a racist white cop actually murder a man called George Floyd, a civil rights leader, in Minneapolis on Memorial Day of 2020?
I gotta give it to Tucker. He's good at being sassy. He's good. Tucker's got bars occasionally when it comes to him being sassy, but he's like, George Floyd, known civil rights leader. Which is like, yeah. But he like does it in his buttoned up Connecticut fucking hoity toity way, so it'll miss you sometimes. But Tucker can be sassy. I'll give it to him.
Now, we've been told that happened, told it relentlessly for more than 3 years. So at this point, we've been told it so much that pretty much everybody seems to believe it. And because everyone does kind of believe it, a small group of people has been allowed to make massive changes to American society. They include, but are not limited to, decriminalizing stealing, defunding the police, adding a new federal holiday to the calendar called Juneteenth, the ceasing of hiring all white.
Let me say this, by the way, about this is another thing I've noticed with conservatives. It's like they get real mad about Juneteenth. And like, I'll give it to them. It became a law in the midst of everyone acting all gay and shit. Like, I always joke, it was the summer of 2020 when black people started trending. So, you know what I mean? It was like George Floyd happened, and that was in like May, I think. I forget when the George Floyd incident happened, but then like a couple days later, you start opening up every app on like Amazon and then Netflix, and there would be all these like support black voices and stuff. And you're like, oh shit, cool. Black people are trending. You guys are pretending to care. And then that was a fun like year or two. And then they're like, sorry, black people, gay people are trending now. And not just gay people, like whatever the eight people down globbing on to gay people is trending now. So sorry guys, we don't actually give a shit about you anymore. But so I will acknowledge Juneteenth became an official holiday in the midst of, you know, all the fake like a bunch of fake bullshit. But I mean, the day when the last slave was finally free, I mean, if we're going to make a holiday out of anything, that's a pretty solid holiday. It's a pretty, in my opinion, it's a pretty solid reason to celebrate. the last day someone was owned by another human being, like, that's a great day. You know what I mean? There was a day in American history where you could own a person, and then the next day you couldn't own people anymore. Now, you know, did they change the rules around? And they're like, all right, we'll make up bullshit reasons to arrest them. Because, like, that's really what happened. The government was finally like, all right, we'll get rid of slavery, but they were fucking pissed about it. And they're like, okay, but get ready for it. We'll play the long game. We'll play a long game, but get ready for crack cocaine, boys. Get ready. We're going to put you... We're going to make you work against your will somehow, goddammit. Goddamn, they got rid of slavery and were pissed about it.
White men in corporate America, and of course, significantly, they also sent a cop called Derek Chauvin to prison for more than 40 years. He would be the racist white devil who murdered George Floyd.
So I will say this, if they do, so I guess they prove that, well, I guess by sheer facts, it's if the knee on his neck technically didn't kill him, if it was more so the fentanyl. Now that I've talked about this, I feel like I've talked about this before on podcasts or shows or whatever, but it kind of like, so like people go to the fentanyl and they're just like, people go to the fentanyl and they're like, well, he had fentanyl, that's why he died. And you're like, okay, fine. The knee didn't, let's just say the knee didn't kill him. I watched the video. It didn't fucking help. You know what I mean? Like, I got to imagine it's not even if you're not high on fentanyl, it's not going to fucking feel good, dude. You know, so we're splitting some weird hairs here, I guess. But like my whole thing is like, oh, okay. So the dude was, and you know, when you watch it in that sort of framing now, you can kind of be like, oh yeah, this dude seems like he's on drugs. I know he's like crying for his mom and he seems disoriented and stuff like that. You could, you know, if you're being a cop who's kind of trying to be attentive to the situation, you might be able to tell that there is a man high on drugs. So it's like, okay, let's say the knee didn't fucking kill him. But then you have a guy who is ODing, who got no help getting, who just four police officers just watched him die. So that's another element of it that always just irks me, where you're like, okay, fine. The knee didn't kill him. So now the cops fucked up in a new way. Now, I will, and we'll get into this more in the fucking video, but I will say this, like, you know, I think, and this is a big thing that conservatives miss, because they hyper-focus on the fentanyl part, and they're like, yeah, you know, the media just didn't know that he died from fentanyl, so that's why they took the video and posted it all the time and put out that misinformed narrative. And it's just like, no, they didn't care. They didn't care how it happened whatsoever. They saw what the video looked like. And then they were like, this is fucking great. You know what I mean? Because that's what, you know, they saw the video and they're like, okay, white cop on black dude's neck. Perfect. This is going to get people fucking worked up. You know what I mean? It's why you see certain stories, you know, because they have a specific narrative. Like, I'm not trying to be racial about it, but I'm just saying the media, the corporate press has a specific narrative. They have a specific narrative, and I'm not saying that narrative is never true. I'm not one of those guys. Obviously, that narrative is true sometimes, but it's like the whole conversation's way more nuanced. So that's why you'll see stuff like this where they're like, dude, let's not even ask questions. Or you see some shit with like Kyle Rittenhouse where they're like, they're just running with that. Or the fucking, I forget the kid, it was the kid in the MAGA hat smirking at the Indian. And they were just like, that kid's face fucking sucks. Let's blow it up on TV and just be like he was abusing Native Americans, when in actuality the Native American was just banging a drum getting it. The kid was, bro, if you watch, I forget the name of the kid, but if you watch that fucking video, the kid is the most, he's the dorkiest, most polite kid in the goddamn world. And you listen to the story and you're like, oh, he was just fucking chilling and this old Native American dude was being a dickhead. he was just being a dick. But anyway, and then you see a story where there's this parade, and there's this dude, who happens to be a black guy. He's in his truck and there is a Christmas parade and he's running through the fucking crowd with that. That doesn't fit in the media's narrative. So you see these fucking stories where you're like, it's like Christmas play gets interrupted by super fast truck. And you're like, I mean, bro, you guys are so quick to throw out the race. Where's the, you know, I'm not, and like, that's why this is a little awkward for me, because I personally, the race stuff annoys the fucking shit out of me. It really does, because it is the epitome of just getting to the quick fix on how can like we normal people start fucking arguing with each other and ignore the actual bullshit going on. So that's why the race stuff fucking irritates me, because it is. It's like the race shit, the trans shit, things like that. It's all a distraction. It's all a fucking distraction. You know, I'm more just pointing it out to be like, this is what they're doing to manipulate to manipulate you guys, to get people worked up, and sort of showcasing the bigger picture. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter how he died. It matters how the video looked. The media saw the video and then they got the biggest boner they've ever gotten, because they're like, oh my God, we're dying out here. We're not making any money. Trump's, you know, Trump's not doing it like he used to, or they were not able to capitalize on Trump like we used to. Because I think, was that around? No, wait, Jan 6 would have been a lot later, right? Biden got in 2021. That's how it works. Yeah. Anyway, either way. So Trump probably was still on Twitter then. But you guys get what I'm saying. They saw the video and they're like, oh, we can make a bajillion fucking dollars off this. And then, you know, okay, let's get into this a little bit more. I got a little sidetracked.
But the question is, did he actually murder George Floyd? And the answer is, well, no, he didn't murder George Floyd. And we're not guessing about that.
Oh, and I forget if I said that. But yes, technically speaking, if the fentanyl did kill George Floyd, then it might ignite a spazzing that has you know, it might ignite a spazzing to end all spazzings. But you know, it's like, technically, if the dude didn't fuck, if he wasn't the one who fucking killed him, you know, now could they get him for negligence of not bringing him to the hospital? Yeah, maybe. But you know, if he didn't fucking kill him, then he's technically in jail for something he didn't do.
We know it conclusively thanks to a new court case now underway in Hennepin County, Minnesota. The case was brought by a prosecutor there called Amy Sweezy. She's suing her boss. So the case is not actually about George Floyd or Derek Chauvin, but it tells you an awful lot about both of them. In her deposition, which you should read, Amy Sweezy describes a conversation that she had with the county medical examiner, Andrew Baker, right after George Floyd died. Quote, "I called Dr. Baker early that morning to tell him about the case and to ask him if he would perform the autopsy on Mr. Floyd." Sweezy recalls all this under oath in the deposition. Quote, "He called me later in the day on that Tuesday, and he told me that there were no medical findings that showed any injury to the vital structures of Mr. Floyd's neck. There were no medical indications of asphyxia or strangulation." Oh. In other words, George Floyd, according to the official autopsy, was not murdered. He died instead of what we used to call natural causes, which in his case would include decades of drug use, as well as the fatal concentration of fentanyl that was in his system on his final day. So this was not a killing. It was yet another narcotics OD in a country that courts more than 100,000 of them every year.
Yeah, but this is part of the core of what irritates me about, like, you know, Tucker's analysis and the general, like, conservative analysis. It's a weird pause. I'm just, like, staring into Tucker's eyes. Just how I have my computer set up. It kind of misses the bigger picture. Because that was, like, the whole drug thing was a big thing I had to sort of reckon with the more I learned about shit, where, like, I used to. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not gonna, I definitely do think with, you know, like, with homeless people and drug addicts and stuff like that, there is a sort of just not even trying to put any personal responsibility on them. You know, I'm not gonna sit here, because, like, you know, the more I learn about, you know, Oxycontin and shit like that, and how you can take it and it just, you know, it's not like you have a decision. It's just like, no, you're fucking hooked on this shit. You're hooked on this shit. it's got you. And just, you know, it's just going to be a slow walk to your demise a little bit earlier and sadder than you thought it would be. You know, I get, but also too, so it's like, I have a lot of sympathy for people like that. I was reading, I always talk about San Francisco by Michael Schoenberg. I always forget his last name. Really good book, sort of breaking down the homeless crisis, and not to oversimplify, but a lot of it comes down to drug addiction. And I have a lot of sympathy for people like that. I can't even imagine. I've heard people say one of the big reasons they don't go back and do drugs is purely because getting off drugs is one of the hardest things ever. I was just talking to a friend who used to be a heroin addict, and he was saying that. He was like, dude, that week when you're weaning off heroin is it's the craziest pain you'll have in your entire fucking life. So I have a lot of sympathy for people like that. I can't even fucking imagine how hard it would be. But also at the end of the day, it's fucking, it's personal responsibility. It's personal responsibility with that shit. But still, you know, it's to just take this, like, I acknowledge it's personal responsibility, but just take this and go, it's just another drug OD. And it's like, well, no, you know, if you look at the bigger pick, if you don't just look at that moment and you kind of zoom out and, you know, I mean, one, just the general handling of the situation. This is a dude high on drugs trying to use a counterfeit 20 at, like, a bodega or some shit like that. I believe, I could be wrong about where he was using the 20, but you know what I mean? So it's like, this should be handled in a way, because I watched the video and the dude, I don't remember him getting, like, violent. And I know a lot of people bring up, like, you know, oh, he did this bad, you know, he apparently did a bunch of bad shit in his past, which I'm not gonna hide from. I'm not trying to run away from anything that's true or not. But it's this, you know, when you're looking at the one-on-one interaction with the cop and the cop and the person the cop's dealing with, it, you know, it doesn't matter that. I mean, I mean, I guess technically if the cop is familiar with them and they know their history or whatever, I didn't get that from this video. So people always bring up, like, I guess he did something to a pregnant lady. I heard people say that didn't happen or purposely. But, like, let's just say it did. Let's just say it did happen. You know, it's like, okay, well, the cop doesn't know that in the moment. He just knows this as a guy who's breaking some rules that they instituted. He's just a guy breaking rules. You know what I mean? So, and he didn't come off violent. He didn't come off fucking over the top or anything. Just fucked up. So, you know, right out of the gate, you got this, you know, you got this dude coming in hard over like a counterfeit 20. And then when he's not quote unquote complying, he's handling them in an aggressive way. And then you got a dude ODing who needs help and he's just fucking sick. So it's not just, this isn't just a guy who did a bunch of drugs in his fucking crack house and, oh, he died. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm just saying it's, there's more things going on. There's an argument of like, you know, going back to what I said earlier, even if we agree, and it sounds like from the coroner report, like he didn't die from asphyxiation. He died from an overdose. Well, it's just a new version of how they fucked up. Now, does it lighten the load? Now, it definitely shifts everything away from brutal murder. You know what I mean? It definitely, if that's the case, it definitely shifts away from brutal murder, but it's still, yeah, does it go from maybe a 10 to a 7? Yeah, but it's still, like, we still, whatever the scenario is, whether it's a 10 or a 7 or a 3, whatever we end up figuring out it is, we still have a group of people who failed this guy. You know what I mean? Now, he may not have helped the situation as much, but there still could have been a better approach to this, a better attempt. It's not just like, oh, he's got fentanyl in his system. Now, you know, case closed. It ain't that at all.
The medical examiner clearly understood that and, in fact, articulated it. And Sweezy explains. He said to me, she recalls in the deposition, Amy, what happens when the actual evidence doesn't match up with the public narrative that everyone's already decided on? And then he said, quote, this is the kind of case that ends careers. In other words, everyone lied about it from the very beginning. The people who knew the truth hid the truth and allowed the revolution to proceed. Now they've been...
I gotta be perfectly honest. In a weird way, maybe this isn't... This might not be with the, you know, with the type of people I appeal to, this might not be what I'm supposed to say. But I do have sympathy with people in that situation. You know what I mean? I remember, like, when the... Oh, what the fuck? I'm trying to... Maybe it was with this case. I remember having this weird feeling when they were, like, coming out with the coroner's report. I was almost just like, just please say... I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because it's like an awkward conversation to have. But there's just because, you know, just because of the way that the corporate press and the media and stuff like that gets everyone riled up, with the way they report, with the very specific worldview that they report and the things that they omit and stuff like that. The way that they get people riled up and the sort of standards we set that, yo, you can fucking pop off and the cops ain't gonna do shit about it. That's the other part of this whole thing. Is it's like, it's not just people see this stuff in the vacuum and they don't wanna, I understand people don't wanna dip their toes in the things that feel like conspiracies, but there's, you know, feels like quote unquote conspiracy theories. And I will reiterate the point, a conspiracy is just a group of people fucking working together to do some shit that they're not going to tell you about. You know what I mean? To do some shit that makes you think it's one thing, but it's actually another thing. So the word itself, conspiracy, doesn't need to be such a dirty word. But what am I trying to say? No, I think a lot of people just, you know, they don't want to, because it's complex and it's also has a stigma on it, but it's like, we got to be honest. You, like, remember back that summer, things were happening. You know, It, like, dude, just little shit. Like the pallet of, you guys remember the pallets of bricks? No one ever had an explanation for that. Those were fucking weird. That didn't seem fucking natural. I've been in a lot of cities a lot of times. I've never just seen random pallets of bricks ever. But there just happened to be a bunch of pallets of bricks in these like random fucking in these like different areas in these cities. You know, in my opinion, it was very obvious they were letting a lot of this happen. You know, it's like, dude, you got these fucking Antifa dorks just busting up cities, fucking shit up, doing all this shit. Now, I'm not saying they're going to get everyone. You know, you got enough people going hard. They're not going to get everyone. But you're telling me the cops aren't going to do their damn thing when you got a bunch of these fucking pencil neck dorks burning down Starbucks? You telling me the cops aren't able to do their day? Like, they clearly let some of this shit happen. What was the other point I was going to make? Ah, fuck. Oh, that's right. There were like these funds with like politicians helping protesters get out of jail and shit like that. You know what I mean? So, and then, you know, they're hyping up this shit. They're reminding everyone. They're getting people fucking worked up and stuff like that. You know, I'm not going to sit here and shout out specifics, or I'm not going to sit here and speculate specifics, but, you know, you just look at the bigger picture of all this. It's like, now, I think where people, here's how I think a lot of this stuff happened. A lot of people sort of sit back and they think there's like an overarching narrative. That's because a lot of people get fucked up in this conspiracy conversation. A lot of people get fucked up in the conspiracy conversation because they'll be like, oh, you know, how many people would have to be in on it for this to happen? And I go, I think they have long-term plans. You know, like if you go back with a lot of these, excuse me, you'll see like a lot of these like elite groups or what am I trying to say? Like the WEF type groups, you know, the people who meet at Davos, different groups like this. If you see these like weird upper tier elite groups, they have all these goals, but it's not like this specific step-by-step how we're going to do this of where they get a bunch of people in on it and they're going to, you know, it's all this like a million working pieces. It's like, no, they have the shit that they want to do and then they look for holes. You know, it's like when, you know, in my opinion, it's like what people get fucked up about 9/11 where, you know, I think there's a strong argument. Now, I'm not convinced yet of like controlled demolition, you know, rocket hit the Pentagon, yada, yada, yada. But I think there's a strong argument that they could see the signs coming and, you know, they might have allowed more to happen than we would have preferred. I'll put it that way. You know, and then that happens and then they sort of capitalize on it. And it should, I think it's like a step by step. It's similar to the problem that you guys remember the show Lost? It was one of those shows where, you know, you're like, oh shit, what's going, you know, it felt like such a, you know, every episode, a new crazy thing would happen. And it felt like this big over the top complex storyline. And then at the end of the show, you start realizing like, oh, none of it got resolved. And you start to, it hits you and you're like, oh, they were just figuring it out moment to moment. And that's what they're doing here. You know, you see all the hits. You see all the hits and you go, oh yeah, this was clearly like planned out, this step and that step. And you're like, no, because you forget the misses. Like the one that I always bring this up because it's a great example, but the one that I always remember is they tried to do the COVID passports. They tried to do COVID passports here. And then, you know, there's a lot of stuff with COVID that people are like, okay. And then they try to do the COVID passports. And a lot of people were like, no, fuck you. And then they were like, hey, we're just kidding. We weren't trying to do COVID passports. That was us? No, that wasn't us. You know, so and that's why I always preach, you know, that whole thing where people are kind of like, well, it doesn't really fucking matter. It doesn't really fucking matter, but, you know, so what's the point? And it's like, no, it kind of does. I think there's been enough little shit that if you get enough people, like, just being proactive, you know what I mean? Just every day, go out in the world, you know, see what they're trying to do, get a good schnoz on you, and then figure out which isn't passing the sniff test. You know, you got your well-informed schnoz, and then they do a bunch. You don't have to be a fucking expert, but you got your well-informed schnoz. Shit doesn't pass the sniff test because you got these fucking dope-ass schnoz on you. It don't pass the sniff test. Then you go online and you spam Joe Biden's replies and call him a pussy, and then they stop doing certain shit. You know what I mean? If we have a few more well-informed schnozes and enough people going bullshit, you know, that, because that's the game they're playing here. In other countries, they just have dictators and they go, yo, we're doing this. And they keep them happy enough that they don't, or weak enough that they can't revolt, but they keep them happy enough that they don't revolt. So, you know, they're kind of like, hey, we're going to do this, but we're going to try to, like, have you the least pissed or the farthest from revolting that we can while still doing it. The difference in this country is they have to convince you that you want it to happen. So if you're not convinced, if they can't trick you into thinking, that's what they did for the war in Iraq. People forget, it wasn't like September 11th happened and on September 12th, we're flying over there and fucking people up. No, September 11th happened, it was like a 2 or 3 year media campaign of trying to get Americans riled up so we could, like, let's go fucking get them. You know, so it's fucking sales, dude. They have to make you think you decided to do it. That's why they get you riled up about Ukraine. That's why they're trying to get you riled up about Israel. When in actuality, it's like, if enough of us are just like, nah, dude, fuck off, they're going to be like, that's, we work for you, so I guess fuck off. And then they're going to go back to the drawing board and they're going to go, how can we trick them? And then we're going to go, how can we fucking trick them? And it's just, if you know how they're trying to trick you, that's, you know, you're able to spot it. And to bring it back to this original topic, that's like the bigger picture with George Floyd and all that stuff. And I'm not trying to undermine his death. It's sad, you know, whether the dude wasn't the best person or not, it's sad that he had to die like that. You know, just not, at least not even, no one at least was like trying to help him or anything like that. You know what I mean? It's just, or I said that weird. You guys get what I'm trying to say? I phrased that weird. I had my words backwards. Anyway, but like, you know, not undermining the dude's death, that's sad as hell. But if you see the bigger picture of it, it didn't matter. It didn't matter how he died. They saw the death, and then the way the video was, they're like, perfect. We can do fucking wonders with this. And then they just ran with it. And, you know, I don't want to get too deep into whatever the big conspiracies are, but you can clearly see, like I was saying it before, I saw it clear as day with, like, the fucking Antifa stuff, just with the fact that they weren't doing nothing about it, and they weren't, like, they're just not doing anything about crime. You got these rules where fucking, they're just letting you know if it's under 900, they're not going to do it. Like, just all this, like, weird shit that just doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? It doesn't make, if you buy in with the plate of bullshit that they're selling you that is democracy, if you buy in, none of this stuff makes fucking sense. None of it makes any sense. So, yeah, that's like the bigger lesson you need to learn from the whole George Floyd thing from, like, the media abuse perspective. Is it's like, it doesn't matter what actually happened. It matters what they can convince people of, because they're, you know, unbeknownst to them. Because a lot of people that work in media are just like going along to get along. They're just trying to get their paycheck. Or some of them are true believers, or, you know, it's a mixed bag. So it doesn't need to be this like, all right, this is what we're going to fucking do. This is what we're, you know, like when you're somewhere, you can just kind of know. Like, when you're at Fox News, you know what the vibe is at Fox News. No one has to, like, tell you. You see who's popping there, and, you know, everyone kind of goes along with that, and maybe someone who's on top of who's popping there is, like, locked in on what the fucking script is, but I don't know about all that. I'm getting a little too deep on that shit. Let's see if there's anything else with this Tucker video, and then we can get the fuck out of here.
Been exposed. Now we know the truth. What happens next? Well, they're going to ignore it. The Biden administration just issued a long purple statement celebrating George Floyd's birthday. He's a martyr. Despite the fact we know that he was not murdered. And by the way, Derek Chauvin is still languishing in jail for the rest of his life.
I'll say that, yeah, and I will say this. If he technically didn't murder George Floyd, he should technically be let out of jail. Now, that's gonna be a lot. But, hey, man, if you didn't actually murder someone, you shouldn't be in jail. I will say this, though, not to be overly critical. I don't want this to come off of me being overly critical of Tucker. I think Tucker's a smart-ass man. I thoroughly enjoy listening to him talk. I don't always agree with him, but I thoroughly enjoy listening to him talk. I also think Tucker kind of gets this more than I would say the first 44 minutes of this podcast would give him credit for. Or I guess I got into this, but let's say 34 minutes, middle 34. I think Tucker's probably hit because he has a style where he kind of like, I'm just asking questions. But, you know, Tucker has come to his own conclusions on a lot of those questions he's asking. But, yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Yeah, because he gets this gentleman on, and that kind of goes into this thing where the Democratic Party wants just a voting base of George Floyd's and stuff. Because then, he's going to a whole thing. I definitely think in general politicians want to, I don't know, man. He was going on a whole thing. That's kind of going away from my original point. But anyway, that's kind of why I wanted to watch this video and talk about it and stuff. Because I think generally speaking, the conservatives, they sort of get a little too, they're trying to find their easy out on this topic because it's complex. It's more complex than they want it to be. They want to find. They want to find their easy out. It's not, and then the fentanyl thing just seems like it, but in actuality, I don't believe it to be such. But you guys watch the episode. Let me know what you think. Thanks for hanging out. Like I said, I'm not gonna be able to do it tonight. I gotta record with Pat tomorrow. We're doing High Society on Thursday. So maybe that just might be next week's episode, actually. But I do wanna make that. Hopefully you guys enjoy that. Let me know. Let me know if I do relationship stuff. If you guys think that's fucking annoying, I'll maybe pull back a little bit from it. But I do think the state of the like relationship discourse online is pretty damn bad. So if I can contribute to it in a positive way, I would like to do that. So look out for some of that shit. Guys, thanks for hanging out. I love y'all. Until next time. Oh, also, please, if you like this, let someone know about it. You guys know if I'm not shadow banned, I'm going to be shadow banned eventually. So it's probably going to be a little bit slower of a climb for me than, some other pods or stuff. But, even at the same time, Panties is hitting the fuck. Oh, my God. It's driving me fucking crazy. We were fucking cruising, and then just out of nowhere, the algo's like, eat my dick, dude. It's fucking the shit out of me. We have the best podcast in the world. It's fucking the shit, but yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to bitch about this, but you guys know the drill. We're talking about some shit. We're talking about some real shit. The algo's not going to help us, so if you fuck with this show, and you know a friend who really fucks with this show, let them fucking know, and I'll be forever indebted to you. All right, thanks for hanging out. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Until next time, have a good one. Be about it. Oh, and I thought of another tagline that I want to include in my mix. Have a good one. Be nice, don't be a dick. Always remember, be about it, bitches. And don't forget, don't be dumb. Do what you can to not be dumb. It didn't hit like I thought it would, but I'm gonna figure it out, guys. Just remember, don't be dumb.